from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Prabowo highlights stability and public trust as keys to a strong nation. Erlangga discusses Belarusian dairy imports to support free nutritious meals program. I'm Kyra, and this is the news in detail. President Prabowo Subianto stated that security, stability, legal certainty, and a clean and competent government are the main foundations for Indonesia's development. Speaking at the 80th Bayangkara Day commemoration ceremony in Bogor, West Java on Wednesday, Prabowo said Indonesia is undergoing transformation across various sectors amid challenging global dynamics. Therefore, national development requires stability, strong law enforcement, and professional state officials to earn public trust.
Tidak mungkin ada kemakmuran tanpa stabilitas.
There can be no prosperity without stability. There can be no development without security. There can be no economic growth or investment without legal certainty. There will never be welfare without order. And there can be no strong country without state officials who are trusted by the people, loyal to the people, and protect the people.
The president further said that state officials, including the national police, play a highly strategic role in maintaining national stability, enforcing the law, and building public trust. According to him, all of these elements are essential prerequisites for realizing an advanced, modern, and prosperous Indonesia. The Indonesian government is opening the possibility of increasing dairy product imports from Belarus to support the Free Nutritious Meals program. The cooperation was discussed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto during a meeting with Belarusian Deputy Prime Minister Viktor Karankevich in Jakarta on Tuesday. During the meeting, Erlangga said Indonesia wants to promote economic cooperation that is not merely formal, but also brings tangible benefits to both countries. According to Erlangga, Indonesia and Belarus also have the opportunity to develop joint investments and strategic projects that can be implemented soon as early achievements in the two countries' economic relations. Apart from the dairy sector, both sides also explored cooperation and agriculture. The cooperation includes the development of modern agricultural technology, technology transfer, and the establishment of local assembly facilities for agricultural machinery. The meeting also discussed accelerating the implementation of the Indonesian-Eurasian Economic Union Free Trade Agreement, or Indonesia AAEU-FTA, which is expected to further open market access and increase the value of bilateral trade between the two countries. The government is expanding its pilot program for the digitalization of social assistance to 43 regencies and cities in a move to accelerate public services that are more modern, transparent, and better targeted. The expansion follows positive results from the pilot program in Banyuwangi Regency, East Java. Home Affairs Minister Muhammad Tito Karnavian said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the digitalization of social assistance is part of the government's roadmap to build government technology, or GovTech. Through this system, the government aims to make public services easier to access while improving the accuracy of aid distribution.
In the video, there was also a recipient who felt that they had already improved their circumstances, so they suggested that they should no longer receive the assistance and that it should be given to someone else who is more in need. This is one example of the benefits of this digital transformation program in the social sector.
Tito Carnavian added that the government will continue coordinating with regional administrations, ministries, and related institutions to ensure the digitalization of social assistance is implemented effectively. Supported by cross-sector data sharing and the use of artificial intelligence or AI, the digital system is expected to make social assistance contribution more accurate, transparent, and accountable. The government is also preparing a mechanism that allows people to apply for social assistance independently or through authorized agents without having to go through complicated administrative procedures. This digital transformation is expected to improve the quality of public services while ensuring that social assistance reaches those who truly need it. The Financial Services Authority, or OJK, continues to strengthen the financial services sector, particularly in developing the country's carbon economic value framework. The commitment was conveyed by its chairwoman, Frederica Widyasiridewi, during the London Climate Action Week 2026 in London, United Kingdom, on Tuesday. At the forum, Frederica introduced a number of financing initiatives to global investors. One of them is the Satu Karsa program, a blended finance platform designed to support nature-based carbon projects in a credible and high-integrity manner. The program will be developed through a collaboration between the Financial Services Authority and the Ministry of Forestry. Satu Karsa is expected to bridge carbon project financing from the early stages until carbon units can be traded on the exchange.
Later, together with the Ministry of Forestry, through the Satu Karsa program, we may launch it jointly at the beginning of July. There will be several projects whose carbon units will be calculated and can then be traded on the exchange. We will provide support from the primary market through to the secondary market so that Indonesia's carbon market can continue to advance and grow.
Frederica said Indonesia, as a developing country and a member of the G20, faces challenges that go beyond the availability of capital. More importantly, she said, is ensuring that financing truly flows to credible green projects and is protected from greenwashing practices. Through Satu Karsa, the Financial Services Authority is encouraging financing for a range of environmental initiatives, including preventing deforestation, developing agroforestry, restoring critical land, and empowering communities in various regions. The program is also aimed at producing high-quality carbon credits and creating new job opportunities for local communities. Indonesian tennis player Janis Jan became the first Indonesian woman in 22 years to win a Wimbledon women's singles main draw match after defeating 22nd seed Leila Fernandez of Canada in the first round at the All England Cup in London on Monday, June 30th. The 24-year-old won 6-1, 7-6 to advance to the second round in her Wimbledon debut. The victory ended Indonesia's 22-year wait for another win in the Wimbledon women's singles main draw. Angelique Wijajo was the last Indonesian representative to compete in the Wimbledon women's singles main draw in 2004. In the second round, Janis will face Australia's Daria Kasatkina for a place in the third round. Listeners, that concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Satu lagu untuk semangat yang menyala.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's diversity in tribes, culture, and tradition, which can be found from Sabang to Merauke until now, is still maintained. It is a God's gift that needs to continue to be preserved. Each tribe has its strong regional traditions instilled in everyday life and is guarded from generation to generation. Today, I'll invite you to the most eastern region in Indonesia, Papua, or to be precise, Digul District, an area directly adjacent to neighboring Papua New Guinea. Digul, not only known for its history of being the place for the exiling Indonesian freedom fighters, but it is also has a diverse culture and customs still well maintained until today. Among others is Amke Yaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digul, the Awuyu. Is one of the five largest ethnic tribes in Digul, who inhabit the fastest area in the region. Although modernization has entered and much felt here yet, they still steadfastly uphold their culture and traditions in everyday life. One of them is the tradition of Amke Yaka, which means welcoming a new baby. It is a ceremony carried out by tribes members who belong to the same family to welcome the birth of a baby. This is observed every time a woman in the family is giving birth to a baby. When the labor time comes, the mother will be placed in a small house built by the husband and relatives, which in Awuyu is called Saka, as told by one of Awuyu tribal leaders, Nicolaus Mangge.
Her husband has made a special place, so there they go and live. She lives and gives birth there. We call it Saka. The one that he made, he left his former house, which is called Afang. So it is different from the Saka, which is made for the mother. After that, they will stay there with Mama Janda, providing food for them. She is the husband's sister, while his brother goes out, looking for their meal. They stay there until their labor process is finished. This happens in the Saka.
Labor, an Awuyu mother is temporarily isolated in a small house or saka. However,
She is being taken care of and treated carefully. She is fed by her husband's as well as her own relatives. A mother must observe certain abstinence and is forbidden to meet anybody during the period she is in Saka until her relatives give her the green light to move to a larger house or afahang to join her family.
In particular, in our Aoyu culture or customs, she mustn't take a bath or a shower before the umbilical cord comes off. If she does, automatically the baby will be sick and the mother as well. So her parents must remind her or her husband who are living there, until eventually they are told, yes, you can leave the Saka and go to your own home or afahang.
The presence of a baby would bring happiness into the family. The same thing goes for the Aoyu tribe. A baby, or amke, is a welcome with fanfare. All family members will gather in the house and have a big party around the fireplace, eating and drinking together to show their gratitude to the Lord.
It's so until at home, in particular, Sudha parents spend cans of whole sago, grilled chicken ready. New day says today's the sa says sebentang later come. I may briefly return. Return it dorang Sudha ready to eat sama-sama. Eat to suppose they had a shower, eat together at the time, and that's when they customary to greet their little boy.
Every family who attends the festivities rejoices and takes part in the excitement. They carry the baby in turns, circling the fireplace, saying praises for the baby to sleep. It is in the hope that the child will become a good and useful person. The party with all the excitement over the birth of a new baby in the family might be finished, but the value of kinship and family among the Aoyus are getting stronger. The growing process of the child now has become a shared responsibility of the whole tribe. For the Aoyus, once a child has been accepted through the Amkeyaka, he or she has become part of the family. That was Amkeyaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digul, the Aoyus.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
saat sebelumnya. Sejuta cinta yang terindah. Engkau pelita yang hangatkan diriku. Semua begitu indah bagai di surga. Jangan pernah berpaling pada dirinya. Aku ada di sini hanya untukmu. Oh, tak kurasa sebelumnya. Sejuta cinta yang terindah. Sejak dulu kau ada di sini, pasti tak akan ada cinta yang lain. Tak kurasa sebelumnya, tak kurasa sebelumnya, tak kurasa sebelumnya, tak kurasa sebelumnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
What is this food?
Its main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai Siput. The typical food of Riau is also called Gulai Cipui or Lengkitang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Nanti kamu kecewa. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, Remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang lain, dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh, dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya, gak tahu gimana. Menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta, aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa. Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan, berdampingan tidak buru-buru, gandeng tangan. Aku pernah kehilangan ketakutan, lalu kau terangkan bahwa itulah bahagia. Dari cara hidup berpasangan, kau memang dari planet-planet yang lain. Ku yakin dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia.
Nanti kamu kecewa.
only in Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people has a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
The World Cup is coming! Know better everything about the World Cup. From big moments that make you go, wait, what? To facts you might have missed. Soccer Fiesta.
Soccer Fiesta.
Quick and fun World Cup trivia. Available every day on voinews.id, RRA Digital, and YouTube VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, the island of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, is a place rich with nature, endemic species, culture, and rivers. In South Kalimantan, rivers are the foundation of both life and economy. People of South Kalimantan use the abundant number of rivers for economy and tourism, one of which is the Martapura River Floating Market, also known as Lok Baintan Floating Market. Lok Baintan Floating Market lies above the body of Martapura River, Sungai Pinang Village, Sungai Tabuk Sub-District, Banjar, where traders would sell their goods on boats along the river. It is a bustling and crowded place. The market opens every day from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and is usually the busiest around 6 to 7 a.m. Some traders are open for barter, but for tourists, you still need to pay with money. To travel across Lok Baintan Floating Market, you can rent a klotok or motorized boat. The traders of Lok Baintan Floating Market are mostly female farmers wearing tanggui, a traditional South Kalimantan hat made of rumbia or sago palm leaves. They sell handicrafts, vegetables, fruits, fish, and traditional foods such as soto banjar and ketupat kandangan. You can eat these foods and other traditional snacks right on the boat. The uniqueness of the market and enthusiasm from tourists keeps the market alive every year. If you want to try having a meal or buying handicrafts on a boat, you should go to Lok Baintan Floating Market in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Listener, that is Indonesian wonder of Lok Baintan Floating Market, South Kalimantan.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu, who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening!